You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey. And we have a cast party. We have a rap party coming up tonight after midnight. And you're welcome to stay, by the way.
Rap party for what?
For the Grapes of Wrath. The Grapes of Wrath? Wrath. The Grapes of Wrath. I'm,
the
you know
Grapes
what, you know,
Raffy, the popular children's
song. Well, I'm so distracted by this food over here, I can't speak clearly. We have a tray of delicious treats from Eataly, and joining us on the line is the cheese and meat technologist, David Malzahn. Am I saying your name correctly, David?
Yeah, you are, absolutely.
Well, this is exciting. You have brought over a tasty tray, and I was trying to tell people, you know, Esmeralda in particular, who was asking about, what kind of cheese were you asking, Esmeralda?
No, what kind of olives?
Oh, what kind of olives are on this,
and
David?
And cheese.
Well, yeah, olives and cheese. Well, let's see here. The olives are an easy one to answer. That's one of our house marinated olives. So basically you have a combination of all the olives that we have. The big green ones, I did hear you mentioning those.
Yes.
They're very delicious. Those are called cerinola, and they're from Puglia, which would be the heel of the boot if you want to think about it geographically. So those are those. The smaller green ones, those guys are from Sicily. Those are called Castelvetrano, and then, of course, inside of there, you have those little darker ones, too, like Tajasca, some really great stuff.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the geography affects the type of olive that we are going to enjoy later?
Good question.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's just like anything that grows, the terroir, if you will, that it grows in definitely has an impact on what you are going to taste. You think about the olives from Sicily, the Castelvetranos there, they're grown in a highly volcanic soil. So at that point, they impart a great, great kind of depth of flavor to it. As opposed to the Puglian olive, the cerinola right there, it's more grown on the plains, so a little bit more of a milder, almost a meaty taste to it.
Olives, who knew?
I know. It's
who knew
so hard.
There was so much to know about it, right?
It's so hard for me to not dig in, but this is really for our cast coming up from the Gift Theater, and I want to thank you so much.
You're not allowed to touch it?
No, I'm not. Well, I'm not.
It's all taped up, David.
Yes, and I'm not letting anyone else touch it either. Because it's
but you're going to touch it after you open it, right?
Oh, well, I mean, like, I might just stick my face in it, but that would be touching, I guess.
Okay, I got you.
So, and there's some lovely meats also spread out on this tray in between rows of cheese. Do you know what?
I'm not. Teach us about meat now.
Yes.
This is fun.
Yeah, the meat there that you're seeing in front of you is prosciutto di Parma. So this is a salt-cured ham from Parma, which is in the northern section of Italy. So we're going higher up the boot if we follow up the back of the boot line. You go all the way up there, and right before you get to the top of it, you're going to meet Emilia-Romagna, where it is the city of Parma, where this prosciutto hails from.
Oh, it looks really good. And the cheese, now, is it a mozzarella? Is it a type of mozzarella cheese, or am
it
I?
Is, yes, it is. It's mozzarella that we make in-house every day, which is really cool because, you know, there are not many restaurants, if any restaurants in Chicago, or for that matter in the Midwest, that is making mozzarella fresh daily, every day. And the mozzarella that we make today, if we don't sell it, we just don't use it at that point. We repurpose it for other things inside the shop. Kind of it goes to the bakery and we cook with it at that point. So that mozzarella that these guys from the cast party, the wrap party, what they'll be eating has been made probably within the past hour or two. So.
Wow.
Now,
David, you are the cheese and meat technologist. Justify that title.
Okay, well, now Screener was saying, you know, what's my title over at Eataly? My title is SAFO Manager, which really doesn't mean much of anything. So I figured, you know, I'll make something up on the fly. And
okay.
Meat and cheese technologist sounds good.
Yeah, otherwise, it does.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that.
I worked on that.
But SAFO Manager sounds even better.
Yeah, because then I'm like, what? SAFO, what?
Yeah, what SAFO's is sapphic about
word,
your day?
Which actually stands for SAFO. Salumi and formaggi. So salumi is the cured meat, like the prosciutto. Formaggi, the cheese, like the mozzarella that you have on the platter there with you.
Oh, delightful. And I see that some of the meat is wrapped around some cantaloupe. Is there? Tell us a little bit about what that combination does when you taste it.
Well, that's the perfect matching of a little bit of fat, salt, and sweet right there. So think about it in that way. It's a classic Italian pairing that you're going to find. Speaking of pairings, all week long at Eataly, we're featuring perfect prosciutto pairings, like prosciutto and melon, like prosciutto and mozzarella, like prosciutto and the olives that you have there. So if you get the opportunity, if you can't have what's on that tray right now, I encourage you to come on, stop on by this week and try some of those perfect pairings that we have to offer all week long.
And for anyone who isn't familiar with Eataly, it's right over here at 43 East Ohio Street.
Correct.
And it has become a dining destination. And it's wonderful when you mention the word Eataly, people's faces just light up. They're like, oh,
they do.
Every time I walk by, there's tourists streaming in and out of that place. It seems to be quite a hot spot.
For anyone who's not familiar, tell us a little bit about how it's organized. What is it like when you walk into Eataly?
Well, the great thing about it is that it's really an emporium of Italian food. As soon as you walk in, you know you've kind of walked into something different at that point, something really unique. The hardest thing for people to realize is that not only are we a restaurant, not only are we a place that encourages people, you go pick up your friends from out of town, the first thing you want to do is show them Eataly, but it's also something that people within the Chicagoland area and in the burbs can come in and shop also, along with dining. It's a restaurant and a market. Sometimes people scratch their head and say, well, what's that all about? You can come on up to that Sappho counter, that salumi and formaggi counter, and you can pick up cheeses from around Eataly, and also Italy, and you can also pick up cheeses that are featured right here in the Midwest. Like an Italian, what we do is we find cheeses and things that are the best quality that they are. We find them that are the closest to us, and we bring them in and share them with our guests. So,
and David, where are you from originally?
I'm from Cicero, actually.
Hey, from Cicero. Now, where did you get your experience, your education in everything that is Eataly now?
Well, I've been with Eataly now for 3 years. Prior to that, I worked in a small Italian market in the South Loop, and actually a career changer in 2006, and went to Kendall College and graduated from there.
Oh, see, and that's the thing. Kendall College is such a great, destination. Another place where people really learn how to become culinary experts. Huh. And what were you doing? What was the career change, if I might ask?
I was actually working in radio.
That's
he couldn't wait to get out of that business.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I guess you guys, we are kindred spirits,
Yeah, no. Well, now I'm like, because I had asked our producer, Craig Collins, to try to find somebody that would provide a tray. So thank you so much for being the ones that volunteered. And I want to invite everybody to go to Eataly. This week they're doing their perfect prosciutto pairings. What would be something, you mentioned cheese. Is that also as far as wines and beers and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. For example, a great beer that we're brewing in-house right now is called Ragazza, okay? It's a house-made beer, and this is a California common beer, which, if you're familiar with the Anchor Steam products, the Anchor Steam
Yes.
beers,
mm-hmm.
that's great beer, okay? And it goes great with prosciutto because it's a little lower volume alcohol content. The bitterness of it is fairly low at that point. And it's a pretty special beer because it's brewed during the summertime, or traditionally brewed in the summertime, with a yeast that activates at a little bit warmer temperature at that point. So it gives it that milder, rich taste to it that goes really, really well with prosciutto di Parma.
David, I wish I could have you along for every meal because I just love hearing you talk about these. This tray seems even 10 times more tempting now that you've described everything, and yet Patty will still not let me touch it.
You can touch it at midnight after our guests come. God, that sounds a little naughty.
You guys can come in at any time you want to. Be happy to take you around. Next week, we're talking about prosciutto an awful lot here. And next week, these next two weeks are going to be crazy with prosciutto over at Eataly. Next week, we're featuring exclusively prosciutto di Parma and doing specials with that group in the restaurants and within the market itself. In fact, if you come on by, the catch here is that you got that melon, you got that mozzarella there that you see in front of you. If you come on by and buy a tray of prosciutto di Parma, which is typically about a quarter pound or maybe a little bit more, you buy one tray, you get a melon for free, so you get to take it home and try it for yourself. Mm. Or you buy two trays and you get mozzarella for free.
Oh, I think I know where my next destination is.
Yeah.
I went all the way to Philly, and I can stay home and go to Eataly.
It's
like leaving the city and coming right back again. Just walk out the doors.
It's kind of like taking to go for a picnic.
Exactly.
You think about the weather right now.
Oh, no kidding. It's perfect weather. Well, David, we look forward to meeting you in person sometime. If you ever have a chance to stay up late and come in studio, I'd love to hang out with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be happy to do that.
Wonderful. Again, this is David Malzahn, who's the cheese and meat technologist at Eataly. And you can go to Eataly.com or visit them in person at 43 East Ohio Street. Thank you again for feeding our cast from Grapes of Wrath at the Gift
Theater. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Ciao, ciao.